So let's just talk about your meeting with Ed, because he's been really instrumental in developing you guys as well.
We were at one point, we decided we were going to write songs and try and get a publishing deal. So what it was suggested was we go to a recorder studio where it's very authentic, kind of understated, not over the top, shiny production, because that way a publisher can hear whether the song's good or not. So we went there and we recorded an 11-track acoustic album. Mm. But then it sort of, we just loved it so much and what he did to our music that we've recorded everything with him since. So we've done an EP and an album since that 11-track. And he has a very good ear and no ego to be seen anyway. No ego. So he just wants the best for the song. Mm. And then you've got his ear as a producer and a sound engineer, but then you've got his musicianship, which is just ridiculous. I mean, it is ridiculous.
Off the planet.
Yeah. And because you can check out Ed Rome if you go and have a look online. He's got albums and we play him
so
on here
much
as
material.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, should definitely check him out.
He just makes you sick, really, doesn't he? Because he is so talented.
Although I've always had this view that he sort you can, you know, for me it's just about attention, and the fact that he's on stuff that we do just makes me look so much better than I am, and so I'm more than happy with that. I love it when a friend said to me the other day, "Are you playing the guitar on that?" And everything in me wanted to say yes, but I felt I needed to tell the truth and say no. But it's the fact that all those people that haven't asked think it's me. I just love that.
Well, I told when he plays harmonica on my track, I told him that. I said it was me.
You know, like we took a song in there called All Alone.
Yeah.
And it was a
piano ballad.
Slow piano ballad.
Like out of the blue, really.
Yeah.
And he just went, he sort of grabbed it and went,
no.
What about this? And then just done this little lick down here on the guitar and done a few little
bits. The lick was from the piano, which I thought would never work fast.
Yeah.
But then it's just kind of a classic rock number.
But now it's fantastic. Oh, yeah. We absolutely love it, don't we?
Yeah, it's really good.
We don't like to share him because I see Ed to record my stuff and I'm going back in soon to finish off my stuff with Ed. Although he'll never get rid of me that easy. I think he's hoping the album will be finished so he doesn't have to see me again. Too bad.
He said he's trying to rush it.
Yeah, he is trying to rush it. He's trying to move. But it's one of those things when you get a partnership and it's kind of fate, and it's one of those things where I met you guys and through you I met somebody that has completely changed the way that I write and made so much. It's weird, these little connections we make that actually lead on. And that's probably one of the most important things with my music that's ever happened, is actually meeting Ed, going to that studio and getting the songs. And it's the same for you.
We've returned the favour then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So we're quits now. Can we go?
Yeah, you can go now. Clear off.
So, but that's, I mean, I think it would be highly unlikely, I'm sure there's exceptions, that you look at anybody that's really successful in anything, but particularly the music business, and not consider how these little decisions and these meetings of people throughout their career has lifted things to a different level and changed direction. And I mean, it's highly unlikely somebody does it on their own from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I mean, there are maybe a couple of exceptions, but so Ed's definitely been...
And you learn from it, don't you? You get better and better.
Well, our songwriting's different now because of, as you said, we write our songs differently now.
Yeah.
And I particularly write songs differently from a musical point of view.
Yeah.
His voice is in my ear often when I'm writing. Because you sort of, you give songs or you play songs to him and he'll have a little tweak or think, well, and his input's really valuable. But then the great thing is then you can start to predict what he's going to do to make the song better, which means you can make the song better in the first place.
Yeah, you start doing it at home where when you're practicing and stuff like that, don't you? When you're writing the song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start using them techniques.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
No, I think we've given 5 minutes to Ed. I think that's enough.
That's far too much.
He'll hate that
about
anyway.
Me again.
I'm going to send him this little snippet of like a dedication to Ed.
Is this after free studio time? Is this what this is about?
Well, for you, you told me to talk about him for 5 minutes.
That should do it.
No, it's a proper business. That's the one thing is you can have friends in the industry, but when you work with people, Ed is one of those. You don't go in there for sort of social chat or,
as your week. He's on it.
It's like straight away.
Yeah, he's on it. He chats to us all the time, Michelle.
Well, he doesn't to me.
I don't know what that's about. Wait, have you not...
Social... Thank you. No. There's no social events for myself. Thank you very much. I'm sure Ed is your best friend. Thank you. Now, the new album...
Lovely Christmas with him.
Did he do his turkey again. That's lovely. Oh, it doesn't sound right. Anyway, moving on. Tell us about the new album.
For me, it's just... I know it's our album. Mm. I know it's our album, but it
is... Just take all of this as bias.
I feel like we've gone to the next level with the album, through Ed.
Yeah, and it's not just... Because you go out, obviously, you play as a duo, and we've heard the acoustic, but this has got full band.
It's just, and the musicianship on it is just unbelievable.
Horn section, blues guitar, harmonica.
You know, there's loads of, like, solos going off everywhere, slide guitar. It's just amazing.
Mm.
It is, and it's been so exciting to do it.
But, yeah, we're really excited about it. Frustrated that we haven't finished it yet, but
it's kind of getting
the rest
really
of life
there.
Gets in the way. It's not,
Yeah, I think we're three quarters of the way there, aren't we?
Yeah. When you get to do this full time, you can get stuff finished, but when you have to sort of work life around it, then it does have its delays.
And this is where we are at the moment, and this is where we're at.
Yeah. Yes.
So how many tracks? Did you say 11 tracks? Is
12.
It?
12.
12 tracks.
Yep. And is there a journey or a theme running through the album at all?
I think
there is a theme running through there, isn't there?
Yeah, we're going to think of it now and tell you.
No, there is, I think there is.
Tony's already thought of it.
There's loads. We've got loads of... there's songs Sunrise, there's Seasons. So for me, it's all about...
Sibilance.
It's all about different... You know, where you are at a time, you know, through the year, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it means to me anyway, that album.
Yeah.
And what about your... We just have to say, because you are very demonstrative with your missus, so... You want to give a little shout out, because a lot of your songs are written about
Caroline, knows.
Your wife is just the luckiest woman alive.
Oh, and I love my wife too.
Yeah, I know. But he always overdoes you with the so almost a lot of your lyrics are written around your missus.
Yeah, I just write how I feel at the time. You know, if I'm sad, I write a sad song, and if I'm happy, I write an happy song. Pete rings me up sometimes and goes, is that how you're feeling today?
Yeah, you need to change the lyrics
of
that
song.
You
need to change that one, that's a bit... Because so I just put whatever I feel
on it.
Whatever I feel, I will put down on paper. For me, it's therapy. It is.
Yeah.
Love it.
And you say that music is definitely therapy. I mean, I guess most people understand that, particularly anybody involved in creating music. And writing lyrics, which I've done lots of in the past and do less now, is very therapeutic. But even just putting chords together, even just hearing frequencies that you've created, there's something intangible about...
Michelle,
about creating
like,
something from nothing.
It's like the Voices song that we all done together.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, you know, with Pete, his anxiety and stuff like that.
Oh, bring that up, why don't
but
you?
The music helps. Music helps with that. With anxiety, you can just go into a different world, I feel.
Yeah.
With music, isn't it? It takes you anywhere.
Yeah, if I listen to something, I go off with like pictures in my head and I'm doing different things.
Any walks of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know, what's missing now that we used to have a lot more of is that very few people sit and do nothing and listen to music. Because now music tends to feel dead time. So it's while you're running, it's while you're driving. It's whereas we used to sit down and put a record on.
Mm.
Yeah, I still do though.
And just sit in the room and listen to the record.
Yeah.
But I don't think many people do that. I have the opportunity to do that anymore.
I love listening. My earphones are in constant, always.
Is that when you're around Pete? That's rude,
especially
though, isn't
Pete.
It?
I see your plugs.
Especially with Pete.
Yeah.
I see your muffs.
This next song is from the album. Tell us about this song.
So this is, we think this is called That's the Way, although it has changed its title a few times. And it's just kind of a nice, funky groove with some really amazing guitar on, but not the bit that I do.
Yeah, on the album track, it's just off the chart, I think.
Mm.
It's lovely. Can't wait to put this one out.
Let's do it.
Can I hold on to you? Send them vibes right through you. The way you feel has got no rules. Kind of lady, super fun and crazy. Is it okay to be your fool? I just like the way you make me feel. time you kiss me, really feel you miss me. I can see it in your eyes. And I'm the kind of man that will do all he can, and every kiss a sweet surprise. I just like the way you make me feel. I just like the way you keep it real. I just like the way you make me feel. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Thank you.